Welcome to Mr. Field's podcast. In this episode, we listen to the students discuss how to design an experiment.
Okay, so we are talking about how to create an experiment. Up here, I have a scenario. Scenario says, how do scientists investigate the natural world? You want to create an experiment to test the natural world. Suppose you want to test whether sugar dissolves more quickly in cold water or hot water. How would you find out? How would you know if your answer is reliable? So given this scenario, we want to create an experiment. So on your page in your notebook, please write design an experiment. First step in the scientific process. Yes?
Pose a question.
Pose a question. Excellent. So write down question, colon, and pose a question. What's the question we're going to use for this scenario? Yes, sir.
What does sugar dissolve more quickly in cold water or hot?
Okay. The question will be: does sugar dissolve more quickly in cold water or hot water? What's the next step? We posed a question. What do we do next? Yes.
Form a hypothesis.
Form a hypothesis. Okay. So. Hypothesis is what you think is going to be the result. What do you think is the fact that you want to support or refute? What would be a good hypothesis for this? Yes?
I think the sugar will dissolve quicker in the hot water.
Okay, so our hypothesis will be sugar dissolves quicker in hot water. See how easy that was? You're just coming up with a statement of what you think it's going to be. Sugar will dissolve more quickly in hot water. So if we were writing a lab report, now we would probably come up with a list of materials. But before we do that, I want you to identify your variables. What are the parameters of this experiment? Let's start with the independent variable, the thing that we are going to change in the experiment that we will manipulate. Yes, sir?
The temperature of the water.
The temperature of the water. Good. So, write down independent variable and write temperature of the water. Independent variable, temperature of the water. All right, so we have our independent variable. What is our dependent variable? What is the thing that changes because of what we did to the independent variable? Juliet, what do you think?
The sugar.
The sugar, yes, the sugar. How the sugar responds is what we're looking for. So, write dependent variable, sugar. Now we're ready for our materials list. So write materials. Let's think of some things. In this experiment, what are we going to do? Yes. You need sugar. Good. Let's write down sugar. Put a bullet and write sugar. Yes, Will.
Tea.
Tea. You always need tea.
I mean, a cup.
What?
A cup.
A cup. Okay. Tea is good. I like tea, but let's start with a cup. And let's, before we write down cup, those of you who have already written, we're going to change this to a science word, a lab word. What would we use in a lab if we were conducting an experiment?
A beaker.
A beaker. Let's write beaker. Yes, sir?
Also a timer.
A timer. Good. Let's put a timer in there. Yes?
Something like a spoon or something to put the sugar in the cup.
Okay. A spoon to put the sugar in the cup. Okay. Do we want to measure the sugar? Or are we just...
Yes.
Okay. So how are we going to measure the sugar? Yeah.
Measuring cup.
A measuring cup? Okay. If we were in the kitchen, we could use a measuring cup. What would we use in the lab? Yes.
Graduated cylinder.
Let's make it a graduated cylinder. We can use the spoon to put the sugar into the graduated cylinder. That would work. All right. What else do we need? We have a beaker, graduated cylinder, sugar. Yes. Hot water and cold water, okay? Well, let's put those on our list. Is there anything else that you think we need? Yes?
Spoon.
Spoon, okay. Yep, we mentioned spoon. We have spoon. Yeah.
Safety gear.
Safety gear. What is the danger in this experiment that we would be protecting ourselves from?
Hot water.
Hot water, yeah. So what type of safety gear would be appropriate?
Gloves.
Gloves? If we're using scalding hot water, we definitely want to be using gloves. Good. Oh, let's be specific. Not gear, gloves. Okay. Let's see. So we're looking at our list. We have sugar, beaker, timer, graduated cylinder, cold water, hot and cold water, gloves. All right. Any other tools? Oh, spoon, right? Spoon.
Sugar.
We got sugar, right? What else? Yes. We did say graduated cylinder. Here's a question. You say hot and cold water. Is there a measuring device that you might use to know whether it was hot or cold? Yeah.
Temperature or thermometer.
Thermometer. Yes, a thermometer would be very useful for this. Can you think of anything offhand? Now, as we build this experiment, as we design it, as we're imagining it, you may come up with other things. You may decide, oh, we don't need this, or we actually need this, and we can add to it. And that's part of the process. It's okay. All right, so now, let's move on from materials and write procedure. What's the procedure for this? Somebody decide, what's the first step in this procedure? Yes.
Get water.
Okay, can we be more specific? Am I going to the well and pumping it?
From the sink.
Okay, we're getting closer. You're getting water from the sink. Am I putting it in my hands? Am I?
Put it in a cup.
Put it in a cup. Okay, yes?
Get the water, put it in the beaker.
Get water, put it in the beaker. Okay, we're almost there. Can we narrow it down, tighten it up, Will?
Get hot and cold water and put it in the beaker.
Okay, so I'm going to get hot water and put cold water.
No, two separate.
Oh, so we need two beakers. Let's change our materials list. Two beakers.
Beaker times two.
Beaker times two, okay. You had an idea back there? Was it a different one? Did you have a different idea? Are you just playing with your hair? Okay, so we're getting hot water and cold water, putting in beakers. How much? Because I could put a drop in there, and yes, I've followed the instructions. Yes?
50 milliliters.
50 milliliters. Sounds like a good round number. I think that'll work. Let's go with 50 milliliters. 50 milliliters of hot water, 50 milliliters of cold water. Next step. What are we doing now? Will?
Adding the sugar.
Adding the sugar. Okay. So, how am I adding the sugar? I got a big bag of sugar here. Just put it in. What are you doing now?
Put it in a graduated cylinder.
Put it in a graduated cylinder. Okay. Okay, I've got a spoon and I'm just putting it in. Yes?
Use the spoon. Sugar inside of the graduated cylinder.
Okay. Take me one step further. What do I just fill up the graduated cylinder until it won't go anymore? Somebody besides Will. Alex?
5 milliliters of sugar.
Thank you. 5 milliliters of sugar. That works. 5 milliliters going into 50 milliliters. That works. It could have been 10, it could have been 1. We're coming up with something for an experiment. We have some room for imagination, some room for creativity. What's next? Yes?
Set your timer.
Set your timer, okay. What am I setting it for? Will?
You're setting it for...
Setting it so I can see how long it takes. But do I just set it on the counter?
No, you hold it.
I hold it, okay.
And then you press the button to stop it when it still stops.
Okay, well, now I know how to work a timer. Evan, you want to help us out?
Set timer to, like, a minute.
Set timer to a minute. Okay, now we have a time frame that we're going to measure this reaction within. We could have said 5 minutes, we could have said 10 minutes, we could have said 3 days, but I don't think we want to wait that long to see how this works.
Yeah. I don't.
So you always want to match up units with these things. If I say a beaker, how many beakers? If I say sugar, how much sugar? This is very important. When I'm preparing a lab for you guys, I go home at night and I say, okay, they're going to need 1 milliliter of this stuff per student, per 180 students for the entire day. So how much sugar do I need for this experiment? That's what I have to go through. So as you set up a lab, as you design a lab, you're going to think that along the same terms. Okay. Thank you for demonstrating what a beaker is. You want to hold that up so everybody can see a beaker? All right. Thank you. All right. So we have set our timer. Now what? Evan?
Pour the sugar into the beaker.
Into which beaker?
The cold water first.
Okay. Pour the sugar into the cold water beaker. So that's your next step. Pour sugar into cold water beaker. Yes, sir?
How long it takes for the sugar to dissolve.
Okay, so we set it for 1 minute, and now we are counting down and seeing how many seconds in it goes for the sugar to dissolve. Okay. Evan?
Repeat with the warm water.
Wait.
Hot water. Not warm.
Hot water. Okay, so now, I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, but at the start of this experiment, you told me to fill up a beaker with hot water. It's been sitting there for 5 minutes while we get together all of our other materials for the cold water. We poured it in there, and now whatever temperature it started at, it's not there anymore. Will?
So dump out the water and put more hot water in.
Do you want to put the step in there that says dump out the water that you poured earlier?
Yes.
Is there another way we could do this? Yes.
Change cold water for hot water and do hot water first.
You could do the hot water first. You definitely want to do them sequentially. You don't want to do them at the same time because then you are trying to observe too many data points and there's only one of you, and by the time you get to dumping in the sugar into the hot water, it probably has cooled down. Evan?
Reheat the hot water.
Save any steps with reheating. Maybe we just add the hot water after we've done the cold water experiment. Would that be easier?
That's
nice. Yes? Gather materials and then get the water.
So are we changing this whole thing now?
We are changing bits of it. I'm not telling you exactly that you have to scratch everything out. Make a couple of notes of what we're doing, though. This is part of the process of designing an experiment. You discover something, you realize, oh, that's not going to work. You cross something out, you go back and you change. So those of you who already wrote all this stuff down, you go back up to step one and cross out hot water. Then all of those steps only apply to the cold water. Simple as that. Cross out the part where it says, and hot water. So what step are we on now?
We're on step two.
Five?
Five.
So we've had five steps?
Okay.
So step six is going to be repeat steps 1 through 5 with hot water. Simple as that. If you're doing the exact same thing and the only thing that's changing is your independent variable, then you just say, repeat steps 1 through 5 with hot water. Bryce.
Are we
going to
do this thing in this lab?
We are not going to do this lab. You could do this at home, though. Evan?
Record your data.
Record your data. Good. Record your data. What data are we recording? Corey.
How long did it take for the sugar to dissolve?
So you have a time data point. Okay. What else are we recording? Now when you say record the time that it took for the sugar to dissolve, you're assuming that whether it was hot or cold, no matter how hot or how cold, it's all going to dissolve within a minute or less. What if it doesn't all dissolve? Yes.
Do it again
with a longer time. Okay, that would be a way of adjusting it after you've done your initial experiment. Okay. Is there another way? Evan.
Change how long it is before the experiment. So like maybe 3 minutes.
Yeah, I think that was what he was saying. Is just have a longer time frame for it to dissolve. Okay. Okay. And then how do you know when it's dissolved? Somebody new with a new idea. How do you know when it's dissolved? Yes?
When you can't see more sugar particles.
If you can't see any more sugar particles. Okay. And you want to identify this at the beginning of your experiment. When you're laying this out. As far as record your data, you want to know, am I looking for it to be completely clear? Am I looking for it to be less than 5 granules of sugar? Will?
Should we have a clear cup so we can see when the sugar...
Beakers are going to be clear. It's one of the benefits of a beaker.
I thought we were using the cups.
We're not using the coffee cup or the tea cup.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it's a good reason to use a beaker. All right, look back at your materials list. Did we use everything that we planned to use?
Yes, we did.
We didn't use the thermometer. All right, where would we put in the thermometer? How would that be useful to us? Yes.
You can write out how hot or cold the water is.
At what point, what step would that be? Step 2.5. So after step 2, you could add on to step 2. After you fill up the beaker, you measure the temperature?
Yes.
Okay. So you can squeeze that in there in your instructions, your procedure.
Measure temperature.
Yes.
If you measure the temperature after step 2, like, wouldn't that not work because you pour the hot water in later?
So it would be step 2, and then also when you're repeating steps 1 through 5, it would be step 7, 8, something like that. Right. Yeah. The idea is that you measure the temperature right after you've poured in the water. Okay. Good. Good thinking, guys. These are great ideas. The last period came up with a little bit different experiment, different time frames, different ways of measuring. But this is how you want to think about going into experiment. Is there any other steps that we need to put into this? Corey?
Gloves.
Gloves. We didn't use gloves. So we should have put gloves on before we begin the experiment. Normally we don't put safety precautions into the lab procedure, but that's good to recognize. Anything else that we need to put into this? Any other ideas? Okay, I think it's a fair experiment. We can't go any further. We can't draw any conclusions until we collect data. Would this be a reliable experiment? How would you know if your answer is reliable? How would I know if this experiment is reliable? Yes. Try it again and see if you get the same data. If I do this experiment and I find out that all the sugar dissolves in 30 seconds in hot water, and it takes a minute to dissolve in cold water, one trial does not equal reliable data.
You want to do it over and over again. One trial is fine. 5 trials is better. 15, now we're getting somewhere. Before they test the drug on you, they're going to do more than 5 trials. You hope they try more than 5 trials. It could be disastrous.